in fact, I ended up going to the Marine Hospital when I got back to Staten Island. I was bruised up some, but that's all. Back then, they had them, still had the Marine Hospital there in Staten Island for merchant seamen. It's almost like the VA hospitals are for servicemen. I don't really know why they still had that, but and they didn't after about a year more. They closed that down. You just used regular hospitals. So then. One of the captains that I'd sailed with on the Staghound, he was assigned to a brand new container ship being built in Bath, Maine, called the Export Leader. So he requested that I be his third mate. The company said okay, so I joined the ship in Bath 2 weeks before we took delivery of it, and I made sea trials on it, and it was pretty interesting there in the shipyard, seeing how everything goes about building the ship. And I remember at the time, it was a big deal that this ship was going to cost $17 million. Well, today you couldn't even get the lifeboats for that. But anyways, I was on that Export Leader for 2 years. And containers were new to the Mediterranean then. They didn't have any container cranes. It was kind of like what you do first, the chicken or the egg, you know. And so we did the containers, but we did them with booms that you normally would just use for heavy lifts, which takes a long time. And in Greece, the crane we started off with was a floating crane that was steam-powered. It was left over from World War II. The Germans had it there. And you could do 3 containers an hour. Nowadays, 30 containers an hour is slow. You know? So we used to spend about 4 days there in Piraeus, Greece, which is the seaport for Athens. So every time we was there, pretty much, we'd go up and walk around the Acropolis and get a little culture and that sort of thing. And on the Export Leader, the captain liked to play golf. Well, I made the mistake of telling him I played golf a little bit. So every time we got to a port that had a golf course, he'd insist I go play golf with him. Well, I got to play golf some kind of interesting places in Greece and a couple courses in Italy and one in Spain and whatnot. But in general, the golf courses over there aren't as good as ours. But anyways, I don't think I ever played golf again after that. And I live on a golf course in Trenton. You know.